everyone, this is Ben 2NLV with the shortwave antenna listeners. Ben, we're going to stand by for an emergency or priority traffic before we continue with the FCC. This is N2NLV with the shortwave and scanner listeners net heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that can be tuned in, DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at other times. On this net, as we have for the past 17 and a half years, we will discuss what you can hear on frequencies outside of the amateur radio band, what equipment you would need to pick them up, and to give you some bits of information to help understand what you're listening to. With basic information for this repeater system, all the repeaters are listed at www.n2row.net. Please go to that website and pick the repeater that's closest to where you are so you can pick a frequency that you can reliably get into. Two, because it is a linked repeater system, when you hear, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way, the beginning part that is transmission won't get cut off. Otherwise, we'll have to ask you to repeat what you said. If you're checking in on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have traffic for the net. Without that, any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, please say the words no traffic. This way we know to move on to the next person. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, technical difficulties, or you're not licensed yet, please use our email address, which is nyzxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stand by the check-in. Please space it out. This way we don't have people stepping on each other. This is N2NLV. Good evening. WA2SQQ. Bob in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. No traffic at the moment. I'm checking email, and as of right now, no email.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan. I'm checking in. I'll be out walking the dog and monitoring by HT as the show goes on.
No traffic.
November 2, Sierra Charlie Romeo, Jim in Aberdeen, no traffic.
Okay, so far we have W2SQQ, K2GLW, Gordon, if it was a show, I would hope somebody would pay me. W2OKZ, NN2SER. Anybody else? Okay, we'll start with what we have and pick up any wet check-ins in a little bit. First up tonight, WA2SQQ. Bob, you said there was nothing in the email yet?
And nothing this evening. No new ones in there.
Saw the blurb about ProScan. Not too familiar with the program, but I'm just curious, Charlie, have you had a chance to play with it?
Yeah, that's one of the packets that I haven't played with yet, Bob. I played with a few of them, but not that one. For those who didn't catch the email earlier today, ProScan version 3.0 has been released. It's supposed to have a lot of corrections and updates to it. Yeah, Bob, so you're still using BC4 for your, using what, retail?
I have all Butel software, and I'm happy with it. Maybe a few things could be a little bit better, but for the most part, I'm happy with it.
It works.
That's good. Yeah, I've played around with BC tools and have scanned control mostly. In a conversation I had with somebody earlier this week, it reminded me of something that we used to use back in the mid to late 90s. You remember Probe?
Charlie, it's funny, because this weekend I ripped everything out of the shack and made some new shelves and did some major rearranging here. And believe it or not, I threw away, about 400 floppy disks, and Probe was among them.
Yeah, I hang out my floppy of Probe only because I still have a 2006 Radio Shack with the Alto 456 board still in it.
I have a 2006, but it's got Bill Cheek's board in there, and unfortunately nobody's really writing much for it. I don't think there was anything ever really written in Windows for it, so I could easily take it out. The way I mounted it in there, I could take it out, and, you know, nobody would know the difference, but I still hang on to it. I mean, the 2006 is on. That radio is probably, it's more than 25 years old now, and I can tell you that in the last 15 years, I don't think I've ever shut it off. Yep, I know what you mean. Did the same thing. I got mine in 1986, March of 86. And, like I said, turn it on, leave it on, and it's just a workhorse radio. You know, it doesn't do scanning. It doesn't do trunking. It doesn't do ECHO 25, but everything else works fine. I mean, that's just one killer radio. In fact, I have to take it apart and spray the controls out because they're getting a little bit noisy. But I actually have a 2006 and a 2005. Not a whole lot of difference between them. I have to mail away for the new illuminators for the displays because both of them are faded to almost dark. In a dark room you can see it, but for argument's sake, there is no illumination anymore. And there's a guy on eBay, I think it's like $12 or $13 for the little luminescent panels. Yeah, I think I know the guy. I had gotten those I still have a 2004 as well, with the solid metal case. And I needed the illuminator panel for that. Nothing to report, as I say. Just took all the equipment out of the shack and cleaned everything up, sprayed it out. All I have to do is some antenna work for the winter, and I'm good to go. Getting ready for 160. And actually, you know what I have to do for the next net? I'm going to have to do a search and find out the AM broadcast DX test should be starting up to really take off. It's getting cold now, and maybe next week we'll have to start focusing on that.
Yep, good idea. This is the time of year for the lower shortwave bands to become more active because of longer nights, but static crashes, and the broadcast bands as well. So yeah, let's put something together for that for next week. The DX test, I believe the Bandscan blog for Modern Times hosts the upcoming test there as well. I'll look it over. I'll see what I can put together for next week. Okay, WHYQQ. We'll give some other people a chance here. Okay, I got an email this afternoon from W2LIE asking about something that he read on the Modern Times military listening blog website about a military exercise going on right off the eastern shore for the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Friday. And wondering about frequencies. So I'm digging around in my notes and pulled up all the northeast air defense system frequencies that I can find. And sent them out as email. Some of them have been active in past military activity around New York City. You may recognize a couple of the frequencies like 260.900 and 271.0, which were both active just a few weeks ago when they had the big thing at the UN. 271 has always been active in combat air patrols in this area, so I need to be set up a bank or two, depending upon how your radio is structured. I believe there's like 78 or 79 frequencies in that list that I sent out today. Just throw them all into the scanner, all in AM mode, and just let them rip for the next couple of days, see what you can pick up. If you think that you're on our mailing list and you haven't gotten anything, and I've sent out quite a few things over the past few days, it could be a couple of things. It could be a spam filter on your email client. It could be that your account maybe was full for a while, and after three bounces, our server flags it as being not a good address anymore. And if you think you're supposed to be on there, send us an email. I'll go check it and take off the administrative flag for bouncing. This way you can get future emails. If you're not on our email list, please drop us a line. And our email address is nybxa@yahoo.com. I know there are plenty of people listening on scanners who aren't ham radio operators yet, so they're certainly welcome to participate that way. Email is a very friendly and useful setup. I don't know how many people have radios that tune in the iBox station, the high-definition radio subcarriers on FM broadcast. There have been quite a bit of build-up of the iBox subcarriers in the city. And that's why over the weekend I compiled a list of everything that I could hear on my HD radio here in Staten Island and sent out to everybody on email as an Adobe PDF document. There's probably a few stations that I can't hear that you might, like maybe Long Island, Connecticut, Westchester, or maybe further down in New Jersey. So if you'd like to have me add that to the list, I can resend it back out to everybody if you discover something that I missed. And that is all about sharing the information that we find. One thing we forgot to talk about last Wednesday was the switchover of WQXR moving up to 105.9 and WCAA moving down to 96.3. While the switchover occurred last Thursday, WABC AM talk radio station had a 10-minute clip of the actual transmission on 96.3 about 4 or 5 minutes before it switched. And then the music from WCAA coming in after the switchover. It sent the link to everybody in an email, I believe it was Saturday. So hopefully you can grab that and save it for posterity. It's one of those things that don't happen very often. Since WQXR moved up to 105.9, they also inherited the iBox system that WCAA left there. So now you have WQXR on the main and Q2 on the second stream of music. And at the same time, since WNYC now owns WQXR, they took their second iBox stream on 93.9 and then rebroadcast the main 105.9 programming. And one thing that has been popping up quite a bit is that right now there are 5 AM broadcast stations that run iBox that are also rebroadcast on the FM band. So if you find yourself unable to tune in the AM broadcast signal because it's very noisy or you're in a building that has a lot of metal, you can use your iBox-equipped FM radio to tune in those stations. And the only 5 that are up there right now is WFAN 660, WNYC 820, WABC 770, WCBS 880, and WINS 1010. There are a few more that are still not simulcast up on the FM band that you broadcast IBOC down to the AM band. But who knows, maybe they'll work out some agreements with some of these other stations. And you might hear them up there as well. It reminds me of the days when we had WNWS on 97.1. You remember that, Bob, back in the mid to late 70s? News on the FM broadcast band.
I remember that one. I remember there was a rock station above WNEW. Well, maybe it was 104.3, I'm not sure. But they were trying to compete with WNEW, which back then was, you know, basically, if you were into the real rock, the hard rock, that's where it was.
Yeah, 104.3 went through a few different iterations. It was WNCN Classical. Then went to Remember Quadraphonic? They tried that. I don't know how they did that, but that was WQIB 104.3. And I tried to come out with harder rock music format. But nestled in between them and WNEW, 102.7 was 103.5. WRFM. Or was that TFM? Anyway. Which was like a softer type of music.
Attention, please. There are current weather alerts or warnings for the local area, including a coastal flood watch. Please tune to your local weather radio for details. This is November Bravo 12 via Echo Link.
But actually, about what I was alluding to with the FM news station, WNBC FM at 97.1. I think it was about 1976. I have to dig around the internet to find the exact date. But they switched formats, and they provided a 24-hour news-only format called WNWS. I think it only ran for about 6 months to a year, and then it switched off. Yeah, it's just one of those things, I guess, it didn't catch up, because everybody was still stuck on WCBS and WINS in the AM band. But, yeah, it was about 1976 when that happened, Bob.
W2JLW.
Repeat, PL1148.
Front of you, K2JLW.
And somebody with the news background, Gordon.
I just was saying, you're reliving the days in which I really was in radio. I'd forgotten some of those. I was a listener to WNCN, which went to a jazz format owned by Bill Buckley of National Review. They had it for about a year. Then NCN took it back again and was again a classical music station. And then they finally lost it, and I forget who picked it up. But that goes back about 20 years.
Yeah, that was back in the days of GAM Corporation owning the radio station.
Someone this week who I knew was down in Charlotte, North Carolina, which brought back memories of the station called WBT, which I was told stood for World's Biggest Tomatoes, and had an amazing footprint. They used to say that their station's footprint ran from Canada to Key West and then some. I guess appeared on a lot of talk shows on their thing. We would get calls from all over the eastern U.S. for a station that was based in Charlotte.
Comment? Yeah, I listen to WBT all the time on 1110. Sorry, Bob.
Actually, the very, very first broadcast band QSL that I received, I still have it. And I don't know how many years I used to listen. There was a show in there called Hello Henry. The guy's name was Henry Bogan. A very interesting talk show. And I would sit there at night or in the 70s and the 80s, I'd be in the car and listen to WBT. Huge station. They just don't have the signal that they once had. It's unfortunate. But WBT and the other one that had really, really good coverage was WOWO in Fort Wayne on 1190. But unfortunately, the New York station now is on 24 hours a day, so you can no longer hear them.
WDT, I was on Henry's show many, many times. That was the show I used to appear on. They would call me up and I would go on the show, and he had this horn that he used to honk all the time, which was a Queen Charlotte goose. That was the sound of a Queen Charlotte goose. But in an earlier day, I used to be on the Group W station, one of which was WOWO, the 50,000 watt voice of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Remember that one very well.
Yeah, unfortunately, inner city broadcasting, which was owned by a few local luminaries, decided that they didn't like competing with WOWO, and they wanted their local station, WLIP, to be on the air 24 hours a day with a little more hope. So they turned around and bought it, and they knocked the power down, and made the New York City station the stronger 24 hours broadcaster that it is.
They had two of the only stations east of the Mississippi with K call sign. CYW Philadelphia, KDKA Pittsburgh, and then there was BZ Boston, WIND Chicago, a station in Los Angeles, and of course, WOLO. Did that from about 78 to 81.
So you go and all the lots, all my old cards in there, and you gotta, you have to include CKLW on 800. Well, the interesting was CKLW, as I remember, in the winter months was real strong, but in the summer months, they would fade down, and PJB, which is also on 800, Bon Air down in the Netherlands and Antilles, would be the stronger of the two. PJV was running 500 kilowatts, and in the summer, the propagation, they would kind of drain out CKLW.
Yeah, I would listen to CKLW all the time when I was in high school, and listen to their weather report, and get a jump on what kind of weather we were going to have 36 hours later. Between that at 800, WHAS on 840. It was pretty easy to listen to on a pocket AM radio while doing my homework. You know, what I would hope for is that everybody who's either checking tonight or listening on a scanner, you got your start in radio at some point. It wasn't just that all of a sudden somebody handed you a scanner or a 2 meter HD and said, here, you're on the radio now. You got your start somewhere. And I'll bet a portion of that was probably the AM broadcast band. And as Bob said, next week we'll do a segment on that. And if you have any of your old QSL cards, your long books, you know, any memories that you have, jot them down and bring them with you next week. And let's swap some stories. And for those who've never done it before, listen and take notes. And then this winter, start doing some of those things. It is a little tougher, but you can still do it. Now, I've got a page on my website of all the AM broadcast stations that I can hear here in Staten Island with an antenna, you know, a wire just 30 feet into a tree. So imagine if you have a better setup, what you're going to hear.
Charlie, I'm
I'm just going through my binder here. I should really scan these and put them up on the web, but WCKY in Cincinnati and WKYC. Got a nice card here from WLW in Omaha. WCCO in Minneapolis. This is like going through memory lane.
Well, an interesting one was WOC in Des Moines, which is the first big station that Ronald Reagan broadcast on, which stood for World of Chiropractic, and was owned by one of the founders of the whole chiropractic discipline.
I'm just looking through. I don't know if I have that one. I just came across WLS in here, and KSL in Salt Lake City, KXEL Waterloo, Iowa.
WLS is an ABC owned and operated station in Chicago. In fact, I think the TV station is WLS TV.
You know, it was interesting, and I was able to verify both of them on 820. I think it was 820, yeah. On 820, you had two stations on in Texas. You had WSAA and WBAP. I don't know if either of them are on anymore, but I'm looking at the cards I have over here. November
23rd, 1969. Fort Wayne is in...
Gordon, whatever repeater you're using, you're not making it too well.
No, I'm dead zone. I'm going to walk up to the corner and on Fifth Avenue. You should be able to copy me again.
Man, it's all those buildings with all that metal in it.
Is that any better? Am I coming through any better now?
Yeah, a little bit. Good.
I'll be listening for the next 2 or 3 minutes and walk up to the corner of 97.
For any additional chickens, this is S1LB with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Again, if you're not able to get into the net, please use our email. Please use our email address, which is nycxa@yahoo.com. Just on a closing note, Charlie, I'm just going through here. Got a letter. November 1968. We didn't have a card, but I did get a letter verifying my reception of KWO 35 on 16255. But how many actually got a tour of KWO 35 when it was at Rockefeller Center, when Ed was still working there? I'm glad we got into this conversation. There's another one here, August 1986. Again, no card, but a letter from the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company acknowledging my reception of the Goodyear blimp. I'm just looking at the letter over here. It was the blimp N1A Enterprise and N3A America on 151625, which actually they still use. We don't have anything in the way of QSL card, but we hope this letter and the enclosed pamphlet on the blimps will serve as adequate verification of our operation in the New York area.
Wow, now that's a good one.
Yeah, you gotta scan some of this stuff in, Bob. Christmas card here from Radio Havana, Cuba. A lot of stuff in here. I'm just going through this. I think the most interesting one, though, was, and I told the story, and I don't want to monopolize the net on this, but many, many years ago when WABC went off the air, I was able to receive a station down in Bogota, Colombia, and I got a letter here, unfortunately in Spanish, but I got a letter and all kinds of stuff they sent me back by registered mail, and the chief engineer sent me all this stuff. He said, because he doesn't know why, but mine was the very first report they ever got from anybody in New York. It was happy that I heard them. So
letter back, I had it translated, telling them, yeah, because WABC never goes off.
GLW, do you copy me now?
Much better.
One of the more interesting phenomena is American Airlines used to have a show called Music Through the Night, and it ran simultaneously in about 30 different cities across the United States. And I was in the Army in Virginia, and I had a girlfriend up in Richmond, and I would drive back to the post at maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would play around, and I would get maybe 15 or 20 versions of Music Through the Night coming from all the big radio stations all over the U.S., some from the far west, what's the big WLW, I guess, in Cincinnati, WBBM in Chicago, WCBS in New York, and I would hear maybe 15 or 20 different versions of the same show coming from all these big city broadcast stations. Well, as everyone knows, radio is a magical thing.
What we used to enjoy is two-channel stations reaching out. Unfortunately, the FCC recently has allowed lower power stations to share the frequency, so it makes it much more difficult these days.
You know that nothing's as good as it used to be, but it was a lot of fun doing radio, and I really miss it. I'm glad that I had a chance to do it. Almost nothing pays as much money for doing something relatively silly as doing radio.
This is George, you checking in, sir?
Gordon, I'm just curious if you recall on what WNBC FM, whatever, WYNY, I think that was their call letters then, when Alex Benning used to do the overnight talk show.
I grew up in Chicago, so I know the Chicago stations and the Chicago personalities. I remember I was a kid, but this young guy that my father knew began broadcasting in Chicago named Paul Harvey. And, of course, he just died this year at age 90 as one of the highest paid broadcasters in the country.
This is George, you.
Yeah, you keep doing you. Go ahead, Ralph.
Evening, I'm checking in and I have a trap and on something when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead. Give us the traffic.
Okay, thanks. So the Foster Farm used to be on 151.205 VHF, and they moved frequency because I didn't hear them for a very long time, like over 2 months, I believe. And I'm scanning the UHF and I heard the same voice, the same method of voice and everything, on 483 flat, the frequency, 483. And I think it's probably a trunking frequency because I hear maybe one or two transmissions within a 4-hour period. So is that, you know anything about that, Charlie? Did they officially move or are they temporarily on that frequency or what's the story?
They moved like 6 months ago. Yeah, they had several talk groups on the new UHF system. Talk groups of, 2416, 2432, 2448, 2464, and 2480. I'm not sure about 2496, but there was something being tested on there a while back. Yeah, so they're definitely trunking now.
Where would I find the frequencies, though? So I only found that one particular one. Where would I find the frequencies, number one, and number two? If I have a 495, what do I put in? What frequency do I put in first and everything? Where do I find the frequencies online?
Okay, well, first off, I have a page on my website for the newest UHF trunk system. So you're going to get all the frequencies there. Two, this system uses frequencies that are 6.25 kilohertz. Step. So your scanner must be able to do that. Otherwise you'll be off frequency. Two, because it's a UHF trunk system, your scanner may or may not need a special cable that has to set up. Okay? With unit end scanners that that I use, the 396, the 996, I just put in the base, the offset, and the step. But I've gotten questions from people who have different Radio Shack models, like the Pro 106, that require an end frequency. And there's a formula for that. I'll find it. I posted a message about it on Radio Reference with a spreadsheet available. You punch in certain parameters to get the ending frequency. And I was able to find it and give it to somebody. But first thing is, look at your radio and see if you're able to do 6.25 kilohertz step. If you can, then go forward.
Yeah, copy. Can the Pro 95 do it, or you gotta do it through the software, or gotta have a different, a modern one right now?
I have no idea. Look at the book that came with your radio.
Okay, so it's gotta be like 6.25 kilohertz, like the fire department's 482, right? The same, as that?
Exactly.
No problem, but if you don't mind me asking, why did they change over to that? Like, they don't want many people to listen to them, or what's the story? If they just want to change, they should join you.
Yeah, but the FCC mandated that all radio systems must be able to do 640 kilohertz by a certain date in the future. So what they're doing is that they're already doing it now. This way they don't have to switch again when that date comes up.
Copy that. Okay, so good. Thanks for joining you.
Great chicken, and the winner knows it.
Hey, Bob. Have you heard any of the military traffic with this exercise that's going on today?
Yes, I read about that a little late. I was working, and I didn't get a chance to try anything yet. But I read about it. It's pretty interesting.
Okay, I'm just wondering if you already had the radio in search mode. Yeah, some of it. Try for tomorrow and see what we come up with. Seems to be a pretty big exercise.
Yeah, maybe they'll go for a few days. I don't know, with the weather and everything coming up. I don't know if that'll affect anything.
Yeah, it's supposed to go for 3 days. Today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Yeah, okay, very good. That'll be great. Like I said, as long as the weather doesn't change any of their plans. But yeah, that'll give us a little time to find something. Yeah, put me out for a question too, Charlie, when you get or when it's my turn.
Yeah, go ahead, take it now.
Hey, thanks, Charlie. Yeah, I've speaking of the Pro 106, the scanner I have, it does not mute an encrypted transmission on a conventional frequency. It does mute, if it's a talk group and a talk system, it does mute it. But on a conventional, it does not mute an encrypted transmission. I was wondering if any of the other scanners out there, like the one you have, the 996 or any of the other scanners on the market, does anybody know if any of them actually mute the encrypted signal transmission, the audio itself, if it just comes up and says that's encrypted or whatever and just scans on or what?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm sitting on the Hewitt UHF system on the 996 here all the time because I want to ferret out the bulk group. Block out the ones that I already identified. And I've yet to hear an encrypted one. I mean, there are a few that are in the clear after 25 digital, but I've yet to hear an encrypted one from the system. Maybe it happens when I'm out here. I don't know.
Yeah, I know that the trunk systems, all the scanners will not stop on a encrypted transmission, but it's the conventional channels, like say, the 167 range there, FBI or somebody else, any of those encrypted audio, anything that comes over encrypted, does the scanner, any of the other scanners mute that encrypted audio? I know that the Pro 106 does not mute it. You have to sit there listening to the encryption all the the scan is muted.
Well, I'll try with the Coast Guard repeater on 164.9125. I know they encrypt. I'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one to try. Yeah, it says, maybe I'll send you a little, few more that you can try. that are using encrypted, but, alright, give it a try. Yeah, I'm curious myself. I haven't read anywhere on Radio Reference or anything that says that it does, mute it, but, I'd be curious to see if it does, because, it's pretty annoying sometimes. that was one of the big things that they were hoping they would fix when they came out with the firmware update on the GRE, or the Pro 106 and the GSR series, you know, same GRE radio. And that's one of the things they did not correct, so I was hoping one of the other scanners might do it. Well, maybe you'll find out, on the 164 frequency there.
Many frequencies, not enough hours to listen, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean there. That guy started setting up a separate scan, I don't know what you want to call it, you know, the 406, you can put in 20 separate total scan files, whatever you want to call it. So I set one for work and then one for home. And just switch back and forth because, like you said, there's too many frequencies to listen to, so kind of have to narrow it down a little at work. And it's like, you know, it's easier just to throw the whole scanner, reprogram the whole scanner over, through the radio. It only takes about 5 seconds for it to change over, so it's a lot easier doing that.
List of frequencies with us and programming the radios by hand without an alpha tag. So you had to know these frequencies right off the top of your head.
Well, maybe that's why I don't remember the frequencies as good as I used to. You don't have to anymore with the tags, right?
I think it's also our advancing gauges, Bob. It's called CRS, and we'll leave it at that.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Okay, Charlie. Back to that. Anyone that knows that.
Notice I said our. Oh, boy. It's just imagine what's going to happen this December. Anyway. All right, Bob, the main 2SQ. Anything additional in the email before we wrap it up? Hi, this is Charlie.
We're quiet on that front, so we'll see you all next week. WA2SQQ.
Okay. And a reminder to everyone, pull out your memories, your logbooks, your scrapbooks, whatever, anything that has to do with the AM broadcast band, even going back to when you were 12 years old. Pull it all out, and let's share the memories on the net next week. That's what we're going to concentrate on. All right, with that we'll say 7-3. We'll catch everybody next week. Enjoy this cool and wet weather we're going to have the next few days. Use it as an excuse to turn on the AM radio again. Relive what you used to do. And if you haven't done it before, give it a shot. Make some notes. Let us know how you did. Catch you next week, gang. And it's going to be clear.